Sundry, an anti-globalist, pro-separation former Independence Party of Alberta candidate who decided to run as an independent in Rimby Rocky Mountain House Sundry after the ousting of former party leader Artur Pawlowski, says the constituency has not been adequately represented by the UCP incumbent seeking re-election. Asked what compelled him to run for public office, Fred Schwieger said, "I have five kids and come from a very large family, and we haven't been represented properly in this whole constituency. Instead of standing around and complaining about it, I figured I would get involved." Schwieger told the Albertan in response to being asked what he considered to be the main issues facing the riding, "I know I'm going to be attacking UCP incumbent Jason Nixon a little bit, but I find that Nixon is too busy to talk to the people in this riding." When further pressed about what specific issues he feels have not been adequately represented or addressed, Schwieger cited among numerous concerns the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, as well as the United Nations, digital currency and government-controlled digital ID. Other areas of concern for the independent candidate include education, farming rights, personal rights, the right to protect oneself as well as one's belongings. "The list just goes on," said Schwieger, who throughout his life has called home a rural property northwest of Rimby. Asked why he ultimately decided to run as an independent candidate after initially declaring his intention to run under the banner of the Independence Party of Alberta, Schwieger said, "When 9 members of a board overruled the will of membership and showed their party whip, I decided I didn't want to be a part of that. I don't want the party whip to stand between the voice of the people and where actual change happens." Responding to a question about whether Alberta independence is a top priority for him, Schwieger said, "Yeah, it's very major. I believe that Alberta needs to be able to look after themselves." But Schwieger also said he would respect the outcome if ever there were a provincial referendum with a resulting majority of Albertans rejecting separation. "If they say no, then no it is. The will of the people first," he said, reiterating that the reason why he stepped away from the Independence Party of Alberta in the first place was because the people's will was not respected. Offering parting thoughts, he said, "Everything I stand for is less government and more community."